defamation judgment to two former Georgia election workers because of his Trump campaign falsehoods after the 2020 election. Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa.
Giuliani's spokesman says the bankruptcy filing will allow Giuliani time to pursue an appeal. An attorney for Freeman and Moss said Giuliani's move will not succeed in discharging Mr. Giuliani's debt. For an American once honored as Time's Person of the Year, bankruptcy is a prism into the mounting challenges facing him and other top allies of former President Donald Trump in Georgia.
And now to Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, where a gunman opened fire at a university, killing 14 people. Another 25 were hurt. BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford is there.
The police had information that this man had killed his father outside Prague. The body was found in the house there. The police then knew that an armed man was heading for the city center, and they thought he was going to another building of the university. That building was evacuated, but as they were evacuating that building, the gunman began shooting in this building.
In the Middle East, officials of the Hamas-run health agency say more than 20,000 people have now been killed in Israel's retaliatory offensive after the October Hamas terrorist attack. The UN reports one in four people in Gaza starving, about a half a million. Back here, the holiday travel rush now well underway. WANF-TV's Rebecca Schramm checked it out in Atlanta.
Among the holiday travelers at Atlanta's airport,
we're heading to Kansas City.
The Sanders family from Decatur.
We were worried about the parking situation, so we came early. We got an Uber.
They and other families were pleasantly surprised at how quickly the line was moving at the main security checkpoint.
Oh yeah, that's not bad at all compared to what I've seen before.
Getting 82,000 travelers today alone through security at Atlanta's airport within the goal of 30 minutes takes massive behind-the-scenes planning.
But in Southern California, recent rains have left some major problems. Here's Jeff Nguyen of CBS News Los Angeles.
The impact of the storm, the latest in a series hitting the West Coast, hampering the holiday getaway or those doing last-minute shopping. And at this mall just south of L.A., officials say heavy planters saturated by rainwater caused this parking garage to partially collapse. No one was injured.
Back overseas, Spain has just kicked off its annual Christmas lottery. It's called the Fat One because it pays a lot of prize money, but it's also really complex. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, $3.12. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Pluto TV is your home for the holidays. Enjoy Christmas classics like Scrooged with Bill Murray or Last Holiday with Queen Latifah, all for free. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Don't let a cold, sinus infections, or allergies ruin your holidays. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Don't change the station, but do watch. Watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Electric bill by about $1 and natural gas bills by about $3. XL Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
A Packers coach on the hot seat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' Joe Barry spoke to reporters. After nearly three seasons with the team, the defensive coordinator could be on his way out. After back-to-back losses to the Giants and the Buccaneers, what's it been like this week after hearing fans want him fired?
You deal with it. We had a bad game. I have to be better for our guys completely. And I put that on me all the time. But yeah, this week was in particularly hard.
NBA, the Bucks get another win at home, this time 118-114 over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have now won 15 games in a row at Fiserv Forum. Adrian Griffin.
For us, it's taking advantage of that home stretch, being able to play in front of our crowd. Now we got three tough games on the road in New York, two against the Knicks and then Brooklyn and in with Cleveland. So it was good that we took care of business, but now we got to shift our mindset. to get on the road and try to get some road wins.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, clouds, patchy fog, and drizzle. Temperatures tumbling into the middle 30s, a light southeast wind. The fog and drizzle and clouds sticking around for your Friday afternoon. Southeast winds will also persist, highs of the lower 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So very happy to have you along this morning. Calvin is on the board. Carol Kane, Greg Bach, both with me in studio. And you can always join us. You can call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Easier way to remember. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. All kinds of things coming up on the show today, next hour, as she is every Thursday. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here for public service announcement. So stay tuned for that. And then at 11:33, Paul Noonan will be here from the Acme Packing Company. Talk about some sports, and the Brewers made a trade. They made a deal. Yeah. Greg has thoughts on that.
Yeah.
And whether Joe Barry, I mean, poor Joe Barry, man, everybody wants his head.
I can't do his job.
Well, and rightfully so. Seriously, he's not doing anything, but Joe Barry is Joe Barry, and he's done this forever, you know, and he and LaFleur are buddies. And so,
well, yeah.
I'm completely frustrated because I'm a huge Packer fan.
I know you were.
And it's just, you know, I look at them and I go, what's happening? I mean, it's a young team.
Absolutely. But I do think it can be problematic. And I understand the desire to work with your friends.
Right.
But sometimes it just doesn't always work.
Nope.
It doesn't.
No.
And so you have to make the determination on what's going to be better for the team in the long run.
Well, it's just interesting because this is the same guy that has fallen out of favor with a number of teams. You know, why do we keep rewarding
poor performance?
Yes.
Well, this is probably going to be the end for him. We'll see what Paul Noonan has to say when he joins us at 11:33. I wanted to start off, though. There was an interesting article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. CJ Safer from the Institute for Reforming Government has been a guest on As Goes Wisconsin in the past. CJ Safer and Aaron Norman